This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Do you remember your sex education? Was it helpful to you? Was it filled with scientific information rather than real, practical advice? I'm Diggory Waite, and this is The Real Sex Education. In this podcast, I'll be interrogating sexual myths, posing sex questions to special guests, and opening up our mailbox to answer your relationship conundrums. In order to do this, though, I need an expert. A sexpert, if you will. But the only sex and relationship therapist I know is my mum. Hello, mum.
Hello, Diggs.
Hello and welcome to The Real Sex Education. I'm Diggory Waite and I'm joined as ever by accredited sex and relationship therapist Kate Campbell. Hello, mum.
Hello, Diggs.
Hello, you've been teaching today, haven't you?
Yes,
I just want people to know out there that you are the real deal. You are a proper... Do you know, because sometimes I think people might forget this, right? And they might, you know, think that you're just here chatting to your son the whole time about sex stuff. Mm-hmm. What were you teaching today?
I don't think you'll understand it.
I
was teaching.
I know I'm a virgin, but this really stings it. But
well,
yeah.
It was a bit about sex, but it wasn't so much about sex as about relationships. It was training for relationship therapists.
Relate relationship therapists. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And Relate, for people that don't know, in the UK is like the big counselling. Like firm, what would you call it?
It's a big organization with relationship therapists in it. Yeah,
yeah, interesting. And you were training them on how to be relationship therapists.
Well, no, I was training them on an aspect of it.
Yeah. Oh my god. So it gets even deeper.
I used to years ago, long time ago. I used to train them, but now it's just an element of it.
Right. And can you divulge what that element was?
Well, it was a training called Making the Most of Genograms and Systemic Questions. Are you any the wiser?
Yeah, to be fair, what was the point?
You
were right.
I did tell you.
You did tell me. And that's why I should listen. You're very clever.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into today's episode, I just actually got a very interesting thing in our mailbox this morning.
A thing in your mailbox? You see... Already you've started with things in your mailbox. What sort of thing?
Mum's read the episode title and she's seen that this is an episode about sexting and nudes and a thing in my mailbox. No,
and
this
he didn't
is...
tell me, dear listener. He didn't warn me.
I didn't warn you about today's subject.
I'm coming to this cold.
Yeah.
Very cold.
All right. But listen to this. So we got an update, what I like to call a follow-up pup. From someone that we answered the question of last week.
Oh, goody.
They said, hi, guys. You read my question on the latest episode. The one about my boyfriend not liking the fact that I had a threesome. It's been months since then. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I am no longer with him. And I definitely did not make the video.
Yes.
Come on.
Well done.
Power to you.
Fantastic.
That leads us neatly on to today's topic. And it's the reasons why you should... take nudes and sexed. Despite us giving some really good advice to this person and telling them, you know, please don't send. They go listen to that episode. It's the one directly before this one. Her boyfriend was upset that she'd had a threesome and was like, oh, you need to have another one with two guys and then film it and send it to me because I hate myself for liking it and I hate you for having done it. It was crazy. Anyway, it got me thinking about sexting. It's got me thinking about nudes. And I thought today what I would do is I'd bring you reasons as to why they're good, because I think often on these kind of podcasts and stuff, when we're being really like serious and all that sort of stuff, we can just say the bad things.
We're so serious.
So mum, what do you understand sexting to be? Maybe we'll talk about that first. So what is sexting, and also does it ever come up in therapy?
Oh. Does it ever come up? Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then come on, what is it? And tell us about it.
I'll tell you what, what's really interesting about it coming up in therapy is that years and years ago, well, when I started, affairs used to be all about jiggy jig. They used to be all about...
Right, we're going to need to use... Yeah, go on, what's jiggy jig? Jiggy jig.
Oh, dearie dear.
Yeah. Dearie dear and jiggy jig.
About physical, bodily... sex with another person.
Right, right.
So about affairs and things. Yeah. So now it's all about texts.
Mm,
and so texting, that often gets sexual, including photographs sometimes, but also lots of talk. So relationships, sometimes it's just intimate to begin with. And sometimes partners are more annoyed by the intimate stuff where people say how much they like each other. But it starts off all friendly. And then, oh, I bet you'd look good in that. Oh, yes. Shall I send you a photo? I'd rather you send me one without it. Oh, okay, here you are. And then they're off.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I didn't even realize we'd end up talking about this. So this is what happens when people come to therapy with you. They're in a relationship with someone. Maybe they're there for counseling with them. And then they say, oh, but, you know, I've been texting X from work or maybe their ex. And I've just been telling them, I've just been responding to all their Instagram stories with a fire emoji. Is that sexting?
No.
Okay.
And you
is
know
that
it's
cheating?
Not. And you're
is that cheating, though?
If, for those of you that can't see Diggs, he's looking very enthusiastic and making silly faces.
I'm not. I'm just smiling because I find this really interesting. Some people think, like, it's just interesting to see. Basically, I was trying to make the point that some people, there are different degrees to quote-unquote cheating. And I think some
absolutely.
People... And yeah. And different degrees to sexting.
Yeah.
I don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I do this. But of course, but I do think if you're in a relationship and you're constantly messaging the same person and responding to their Instagram story with fire emojis, I think you need to maybe rein that in.
Well, actually, somebody showed me the other day, and this wasn't a client, so I can tell you. Mm. He showed me somebody had they'd said something that they thought was fairly innocent. I could see this could be taken another way. But anyway, they thought it was innocent. And what came back was a load of aubergines, a row of aubergines.
Okay.
So somebody was then therefore making it clear they found that comment arousing or that they made them more interested. It's often sort of a silly startup, right? Yeah. It's not terribly, where affairs are concerned, it's not terribly intentful to begin with. Yeah. And then it just gradually moves into that. But I think some people go for the full sexting experience right from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so interesting, though, that's what people are coming to, because it can be a lot more private. Like, I guess before you'd have to like go to their house or get a hotel or something so you could do your cheating. Now it's a slide text on the phone. I mean, just whilst we're on this, you know how I like to look up online on Google Trends and stuff like that, like what people are talking about on the on the topic. So what we want to know.
Yeah.
Interestingly, one of the main topics around sexting is what emojis to use. I have to say, I feel like no one is actually using emojis when they're sexting. Are they? Am I just mad? I feel like surely that's the only... No offense. Well, you don't do this, so you're fine. The only people I know that use emojis are older people. Like, properly...
I was going to say, actually... Yeah. And apologies now to the person who showed me emoji.
Yeah.
Boomer.
Yeah, well, that's it. The thing is, the only people I know who instead of being like, oh, I'm going to go and walk the cat, not a euphemism, by the way, I actually mean it, and they go, I'm going to go and then they do a little man walking, and then they, like, as an emoji, and then the cat is a little cat face. Those are the only kind of people that I think would use emojis when actually sexting. But honestly, there's WikiHow? Have you heard of WikiHow? It's like kind of a big website.
Yeah.
That has, I think, like a 30-page document on what emojis to use when you're sexting, including this one, which is the worst. This is horrible. When referring to boobs, it suggests that you use the camel emoji for the humps.
That's not even very
It's not sexy. They use a taco for a woman's private parts. Yeah.
I don't get that.
No. Sorry. Anyway, I just found that really funny because that's one of the most searched things. People are like, what emojis should I use? I mean, can you think of any? I mean, obviously, the aubergine.
Hang on a minute. Are they masturbating with the taco?
No. What do you mean? There's not an emoji for masturbating.
Oh, right. Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's just.
No, I was. Sorry, I'd gone into real life and I'd gone a bit Portnoy. I was just thinking.
You're thinking,
how do they use the taco? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, yeah. Man's using hot dog bun to. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're thinking. That is not what we're going to talk about today.
I was thinking taco, no. But that's. I'm going to have difficulty removing that image now.
Well, you know what?
I'll never eat another one. I'm off Mexican food. That's me done for life.
Okay, this is really interesting you mentioned that as well. And I wonder why this is why taco is so high up.
Ah.
Also on the Google Trends, you can see where a word is being most searched. Mexico comes up top for Google searches around sexting. Mexico. So no wonder the taco... Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on there. So,
dear listener, if you are Mexican...
Yeah.
Please, can you let us know what this is all about?
Let us know what the hell's going on.
Mm.
We're at the RSE pod on all the social medias. Come and find us there and send us a message. Okay, we've got to get into this now because I've promised people that I'd tell them my reasons why I think they should sext. We've talked about what they are, the sharing of sex.
Oh, you've promised people? Which people?
Well, everyone. The title of this episode is 5 reasons why you should sext and send nudes.
And you've already told everyone, everyone knows.
It's the title. They're not going to not see the title.
Everyone except for me knows.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't tell you that this was the podcast, but I thought it'd be more fun. It's more spontaneous to spring it upon
fun.
You.
Are people going to, I'm just a little worried now that I'm going to start getting some interesting messages.
No, you're not.
Oh,
no, you're not. At the RSE pod, send them all there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can send them to him.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Send them to me. So, yes, sexting, the sharing of sexually explicit messages that can include photos and videos. And obviously, just to say, we're obviously talking amongst consenting adults. We're not talking about kiddie winks. We're not talking about people sending unsolicited dick pics. We're talking about 2 consenting adults. Okay.
Who want to receive these things.
Exactly. Consenting. Yeah. There you go. So
I'm just making it really clear what consent is.
And we have to. We absolutely have to. I think that's, and we do. And also, just on that, you know, a bit of cross promotion here to a previous episode we did with Dr. Betty Martin on consent. Go and listen to that.
Yes.
I love that episode.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Anyway, case number one. I think, why are you laughing already?
Because it's funny already.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
well, here we
okay.
go. You're going to love this one. This is why I put this one first, because you talk about this all the time. You
do
talk about
I?
This all
oh,
the time
Lord.
In relationships. Okay, building anticipation and spicing up the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
You're always talking about how foreplay begins when sex ends. What? That's blowing my mind. As soon as sex is over, the foreplay's begun. Everything you do with your partner from then on is foreplay for the next sexual encounter. You've talked about before how couples find it really difficult when they stop doing things like brushing past each other, you know, little cute compliments, that sort of thing. In the same
flirting.
Way, flirting, exactly. So you're always talking about that, sending saucy little texts ranging from a, like, you know, you looked hot when you left the house this morning, or, you know, I wish we could have stayed in bed longer.
Oh, that's cute, isn't it?
You know, that's cute.
Oh,
or like, you know, a fire emoji on their Instagram story.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Or, you know,
even a row of aubergines if it's your partner.
If it's your partner, you know, what about, you know, I can't wait for Friday when I come over. I'm going to fry your egg.
Yes. Lovely.
Okay. Well, we're done.
Fry
anyway,
your egg. Fertilize your egg.
I've never sexted before. Anyway, so I don't know. But anyway, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
That's a good one. You're into that one. Okay. Here we go. What about this one? This one is fascinating. Consent and communication practice is the headline. So, sexting is a platform for your sexual desires and fantasies before any physical contact begins. I mean, there may have been some physical contact before between the two of you, but this is a way that you can sort of say what your sexual desires are and fantasies are, but without having to, like, it doesn't have to be in the moment, so you feel pressured to do it in the moment. If, when you're describing what you like, your partner runs with it, you're like, brilliant, well, we know we're on board. And if not, you know, you're like, maybe I'll shy away from that a bit. You know,
that's,
if you keep...
Is that sexting or is that just communicating?
Yeah, but you're communicating through sexting. If you're sexting someone and you're being like, and you're talking about what you want to do to them when you go and see them on Friday, right? And you're saying, oh, I can't wait to get to your house because we're going to do X, Y, and Z. That's you almost saying, are you up for that? Is this okay? And then they're going, yeah, can't wait for that, X, Y, and Z. And you keep going on about how slow you want it. Well, now your partner's going, okay, I know what this communication. They keep going on about blah 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 being really slow. Amazing. Now you know. What? Come on, that's good.
Well, I certainly go along with the idea that sometimes people find it easier to talk about things that they would like, or just sex in general, on email or text or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What you're talking about is people talking about sex in ways that they may not have consent for.
Go on.
I mean, I think if I received some of that, I might get the ick.
Yeah, you might get the ick, but I'm talking about, you know, you're in a relationship. Also, these things don't just start receiving these texts, usually, you know. Well, like I say, you're two consenting adults.
But a lot of the time, I mean, so I guess the context for me is that a lot of the time it happens much more casually than that, where people are just friendly. They're often work colleagues or something. So from my point of view, this is not something going on between partners as often as it is something going on between people who would like to be partners or who are having a friendship at work or something. And it's how it tips into the sexual bit. And you're absolutely right that when it tips into the sexual bit, you're talking about intent. Mm. But for a lot of people, it never goes further than the sexting. For a lot of people, the sexting is the whole thing and it's a one big fantasy, which is fine if they're both enjoying it.
And no one else is getting hurt.
Yes, but quite often someone else is getting hurt. And also it can give people the ick. It can be very off-putting. I mean, you know, I doubt people very often have a conversation where they sit down and go, right, how do you feel about sexting? How far can I go? Dick pics? Yeah? No?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's more of an evolution. And you're testing out what the other one likes or not. So if this was an actual relationship or you were hoping for an actual relationship, I would be very wary because it can. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know, there is a real ick element.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying as well that you should fly in at 1,000 miles an hour and be like, right, we're sexting now. It's sex time. I mean, these sorts of things, you know, you build up, you flirt. And eventually, like, it may end up a bit more. But I think once you're in, if you're, you know, getting into a proper sexting spree, I'm talking like, you know, you're both there, you're responding instantly to each other.
Mm.
You know, you're seeing the three dots whilst they're about to respond and you're saying what you'd like to do to each other. I think that's good communication. I think that can be a good way of getting consent for stuff or like, you know, discussing each other's fantasies and things before, you know, you actually go into it. But
I'm interested, though, at what point it turns into the two people feeling that this is infidelity or that it's gone further. So if they pick up, if they may turn it into say they're WhatsApping and then they turn it into a video call or a phone call.
Well, hang on now. This infidelity thing. I'm talking about two people who are together sexting.
If they're together, all bets are off. Just enjoy it. Get on with it.
Okay, well, that's the episode over, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. No, okay, all right. But I do think this is an interesting thing. This is the kind of question I was trying to ask earlier at the top of the show. I agree. At what point does a bit of flirting with someone else that you're not with over text get too much? And to be honest, I think, you know, for me, the bar's pretty low. Like, I feel like you can't really be saying too much. Like, the stuff that I was talking about there, saying what you want to do to someone else, if I saw a partner of mine texting someone else that stuff, I'd be like, this is grounds for termination. You know, more than grounds.
Again, this comes back to what you've agreed between you, and people often don't have those conversations, even though there is far more opportunity for infidelity and sexual shenanigans. If you want to call it that, whatever.
No, I like sexual shenanigans. We're having that, yeah.
Than you would have found 20 years ago. I mean, because there weren't all these ways to do it. It was all much more difficult.
Yeah.
And so
you're saying that we should sit down when you get into a new relationship and be like, by the way, what do you think cheating is? Or what do you think is too far?
I do, actually.
Okay. I actually don't think that's a bad idea. I know people might think that's a bit crazy, but actually our ideas of what cheating and what isn't differ from person to person.
These days,
with the rise of polyamory as well, some people might be giving more rope to other people. So I do think it's... there's more to say. Also, like, you know, like I said about the fire emojis thing before, let's say you're just pally with someone from work and they do look good and you're like, oh, I'm going to like their photos and I'm going to send fire emojis when they do look extra good. I don't actually fancy them or anything like that. Your partner might think that's cheating. Your partner might think that is, you know.
Well,
so might the
person you're sending it to.
They might be like, oh, this guy.
They might be, ooh.
Yeah, or they might get the wrong idea as well.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that.
Okay, yeah.
I think that is a very interesting point. And, you know, even though you've derailed my thing,
I have not derailed your thing. I have I agreed with you right
you
at
did.
The top.
You did. You
that
did.
That communication, you know, it's a way to communicate, and I'm all for using emojis and texting if it makes it easier.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Exactly. Exactly. Mm. Also, I do love that I had to really hold off then. At one point, you were talking about, you know, how people find it easier to do all this stuff. You mentioned over email, and I just thought, do people really send emails with all this stuff? And you were like, email or texting? I was like, yeah, probably just texting. To probably
well,
just texting.
I mean,
texting.
This is your age. This is because you're a youngster.
Yeah. Well, don't make me call it email elders mail again, because I got a lot of... email. Well, I got a lot of emails, and luckily I could just delete them all because they were from old people. Anyway, here we go.
Number three.
Why have I done this to
myself?
I don't know.
Will I get to number three? Well, I might die before we reach it.
Steady on. I'm trying to rattle through this, and you're going, well, what if you're cheating? And I'm like, that's not what I said. Here we go. Number three, the reason why you should sext and take nudes. It increases intimacy. Getting a saucy text in the day can be a nice romantic gesture. Sharing these desires and all that sort of stuff as well can build an emotional bond. And also long distance, you know, long distance relationships really suffer from that lack of intimacy. But this can be a way to make you guys feel close again. Thoughts?
So people take nude pictures of themselves and send them to one another, and that increases their sense of intimacy, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Well, it might for some people. Good for them.
But do you know what I mean, though? Because you're being facetious and you're repeating what I've said back to me to make me sound stupid.
I'm not. But,
well, no, but then you've gone, okay. Afterwards, so you know,
all of this, every single thing you've said depends on the context, doesn't it? If you don't know somebody very well and you want and you think, oh, I'll get to know them better and they'll like me more if I send them a picture of myself nude, and the next thing you know, all your friends have seen it, or all their friends have seen it, or it's online or something like that. That is the risk you take,
and this is why I put the podcaster in this way, because I'm saying, you know, here are the reasons to do it. And what I was hoping was, and it's exactly what you've done, you've fallen into my trap of being a party pooper. And you're telling me the reasons why we shouldn't do it, which are exactly right. So you're absolutely right. You know, the reasons against it are things like revenge porn, where, you know, let's say you guys have sexed before. Now the other person that you've sexed with has lots of pictures and lots of messages together. They would be horrible to do this, awful to do this, but they could use those pictures against you. They could put them online, they could show them to friends, that sort of thing. You need to make sure you trust the other person. That's why, you know, sexting people that you don't know, it is a risk, or people that you don't trust, that is a risk as well.
Absolutely.
So that's why, you know, I like to say, if you're going to send pictures, you know, no distinguishing features, don't put your face in it, try to cover up your tattoos, things like that.
Because, I mean, even people that know somebody really well, you know, sometimes in the early part of the relationship, when you're really getting close and you're all loved up, you might think this is a really great idea. And 5 years down the line, when you've fallen out and you dump your partner and they're very, very angry with you, they may use that against you. So even somebody you love a lot could maybe turn...
Could turn evil. And what we'd hope is, in this day and age, is that people instead would look at the person who shared your stuff and go, what a dick. Just to counter that point, though, what about this? Point number four, confidence boosting. When you take nudes, you know, you get a nice the lighting right, and you take a nice naked picture of yourself. Isn't that great? Someone once said to me, selfies are called selfies because they're self-esteemies. When you're feeling good about yourself, you might be, you know, when you're feeling good, take a few pictures. You get that angle right, you get the lighting right, all that stuff. You think, yeah, God, this looks good. And then you send that to your partner and they give you loads of compliments and you go, wow, now I feel amazing. Look at my bum. I mean, that sort of makes it all right, doesn't it?
Yeah, even better with a nice filter.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Sepia. Yeah. Black and white. I don't know.
Sprinkles, glitter.
There you go. Exactly.
Fairy dust. All of that.
And number five, it's just good bloody fun, isn't it?
Well, if you say so. So, yeah. Being of the generation that used to make phone calls. I mean, not rude ones, just chatty ones.
Well, you say that. I heard about a phone call with Prince Charles and Camilla, that was,
well,
pretty,
that was a while ago, yes.
Risque. Oh, yeah. That's not your generation. All right, sorry.
Certainly not. but yeah, I mean, you know, people used to ring one another and chat and talk for hours on end. And of course, people never ring anybody and you have to text them first to ask if it's all right and all of that. So this is very different. And as you say, whatever you do, if you're a couple that wants to do it, I mean, pictures of, you know, yourselves. And then people sometimes involve someone else as well. If they want a threesome or something, they will all share pics and things like that. And that's pretty normal from what I can gather. So no harm in that. If you're all happy with it and nobody's going to run away and share things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, it is massively about consent and confidence. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you feel more confident doing that kind of thing, then that's absolutely great, sending one another pictures and just chatting to one another and telling one another what you like and how great it was last night and that sort of thing. Absolutely, yes. Lovely. Yeah, no harm in that.
Yeah. Hmm. That's great. See, that's the thing. It can be really good fun. But you're right. I mean, we do just need to say again, it's got to be consensual. You can't be doing it because someone's been like, oh, babe, go on, just a tit. Like, that's not good.
Oh, ow. Oh, ick.
Sorry. Well, I've been texted that lots and I've had to keep saying, no, I've sent you enough. How about this? We've got a little bonus Jonas for you here. And little number six, I'm going to sneak in at the end. Because again, when I was doing my research around this yeah. really shocked me. Number six, to make money. There are websites that pay you to sext people.
Yeah.
And it's not just OnlyFans and stuff, which obviously they offer ways that you can do this. But there's actually websites, I'm not going to name them, where you can sign up and you don't even need to send pictures or anything. You can earn 20 cents, 20 American cents per text that you send to people. And, you know, obviously if you do calls, that goes up, video chat. So if you really want another reason to start sexting, you can make some cash. Would you recommend that? Should we promote that?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, not necessarily. I'm thinking of you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's important to be just careful. To think carefully. I mean, the other thing about sexting and cyber sex is, you know, you can't get pregnant. You can't get STDs.
Oh, why didn't I put that on the...
I know, that's
on
number
the
seven.
Bloody thing.
Yeah.
Number seven. You can make money also whilst not getting a baby.
Also, whilst not getting pregnant, yeah. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
I mean, one of the problems with these things and the thing that's always in my head because of my work... It can get into the wrong hands. And, you know, someone picks up your phone or you send a picture of your aubergine to one of your kids or something.
Oh, God. Well, I've heard loads of horror stories about this
exactly.
sort of thing.
Or to your mum.
Yeah.
God almighty,
well,
no.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
Really would.
I mean, that would be terrible.
No, seriously, it would.
Yeah, that would be terrible. No, but I heard about someone who basically they had like a family plan on Apple or something. And so or they were logged into the iPad or something like that. Basically, the messages they were sending on Messenger, the you know, Apple Messenger on their phone, were going through to the family iPad. And just, you know, long story short, it didn't end well.
Definitely have to watch that so many people have been caught out that way with things coming through on a different device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
I mean, that's
not
very
good.
Common. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just be careful because anything,
that's
once
it.
It's there, it's there. You know, delete it. But people screenshotting things is a risk, isn't it? And
yeah, yeah, exactly.
And once they have, you may not know they have.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then that's that.
You know, some applications will tell you that they have, but a lot of them won't. So that's the thing. Basically, you know, ultimately, here are the six or seven reasons to sext and take nudes. There is a caveat, however. Be bloody careful. Nice.
Exactly.
All right. Are you going to go and do some sexting then?
Not today, I don't think.
All right. But you maybe on a rainy day. Okay. Well, everyone, do get in contact. Let us know how your sexting's going.
Oh, wow. You really? Please don't.
Okay. Please don't. Please don't. Next episode, we'll be answering some of your questions that you sent in to us on our Google form. So that is in the bio of this episode or of our social media channels. We are once again at the RSE Pod. Goodness gracious, man. Wasn't that fun? Didn't you enjoy that?
Amazing.
Aren't surprises great?
Oh, incredible.
And non-consensual.
Hate surprises.
Yeah, sorry about that one. Okay, until then, everyone, join us next time for some more real sex education. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Real Sex Education, which is hosted by Diggory Waite and Kate Campbell. The show is produced by Diggory Waite, and the executive producer is Claire Broughton. The Real Sex Education is a Hattrick podcast.
This podcast is based on the real-life relationship between Diggory Waite and his mother, accredited sex therapist Kate Campbell. The show is therefore inspired by, but otherwise unrelated to, the TV show Sex Education. But yes, Diggory does wish his mother was played by Gillian Anderson.